Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This next song is one with the boys. I'm gonna show what I can do. Instrumental. Transylvania. Here we go. never seen us before. All right. On lead guitar, vocals, put your hands together. Mr. Dennis Stratton. And on drums, Mr. Clive Bell. Bass guitar, vocals, Mr. Stevie Harris. And our other lead guitar, the blonde.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. Coming to you from Fort Wayne, Indiana today. A little background noise. I'm in a kitchen here where a dishwasher is running. So, yeah, that's the way we do it here. Anyways, happy 2011. Hope you guys are having a great year so far. I wanted to mention to you that John and I will be trying to do a lot more of those live shows this year. So, which we'll then, of course, put up in podcast form. There was probably not as many of them in 2010 as there had been in, say, 2009 and 2008. But we are going to try to start doing more of those. If you haven't noticed or haven't heard, I have my own streams up 24/7. It's markstriegelradio.com. You can go there and listen to stream A, which is kind of a lower quality stream. And that's actually where we do a lot of the live shows. And you can also hear other shows such as Metal Moment podcast, which we stream on that stream with Chiaki out in San Francisco. And we got Victor Ruiz doing a few of his shows over in Spain. So it's a great place to check out some good metal and hear Talking Metal live. Then there's Stream B, which is something I'm kind of working on by myself right now. It's mostly just some of my ranting and ravings and, 95% music, which ranges from heavy metal to punk to heavier alternative stuff. I think you'll dig it. Check it out. And that second stream that I'm referring to right now is in 128K, so it sounds great, far better than anything you'd get on Sirius or XM sound quality wise. So check it out. Let's get into some music right now, and we'll come back in a bit and talk more about Talking Metal. This is The Seventh Seal by Mind Key.
Midnight.
just heard was The Seventh Seal by Mind Key. Please check out TalkingMetal.com for today's show notes. Send us an email if we haven't ever heard from you. We'd love to hear from you and know you're listening. Even if it just says, hey guys, enjoy the show, or hey guys, the show sucks. It's just nice either way to know that there are listeners out there. So give us a shout at TalkingMetal@Yahoo.com. Again, John and I will be back with a new show, the two of us, real soon. So stay tuned for that. Let's get into some hard rock right now. This is Rush. We'll be right back. So I was really hopeful. You know, it's strange. We did the Talking Metal on Fuse show, and I know a lot of you guys are completely sick of hearing about that. And I'm going to make a true effort not to talk about it anymore, since at this point it's kind of old history. In 2008, actually we shot that in late 2007, early 2008. It, as you know, continued to air until this new episodes until the summer of 2008. And then they actually in 2009 brought it back for basically the whole year and reran it. There were no new episodes that aired in 2009. It was all the same stuff we had shot. There were actually technically 8 episodes. There were 7 that aired on the Fuse channel, and then they had an additional bonus episode on demand, which probably not many people saw because it was only up there for a couple weeks. But it looked, in 2009, I was fairly certain the show was dead. Then in 2010, surprisingly, it looked like it might be coming back. There were talks with a few different players, but it never ended up happening, unfortunately. And it was kind of a disappointment to me personally. We'll see what happens in 2011. Probably nothing, but we're going to keep trying, you know, and we love doing the podcast. I love doing these streams. I'm doing another podcast now. I now have 3 podcasts. Of course, we have Talking Rock, Talking Metal, which you're currently listening to, and the Mark Striegel podcast, which is available at markstriegelradio.com and also on iTunes. I play all sorts of music on that, from hard rock and heavy metal all the way to hip-hop to pop, a lot of 80s stuff. So definitely check that out. Leave me a review on iTunes for the Mark Striegel podcast. So we'll see where 2011 goes. 2010, yeah, definitely some disappointments for Talking Metal. We were unable to recover. We did a big 5-year anniversary special. It was live. We had Frankie Benelli call in and Todd Youth and a bunch of other people. And we did it live, and about 30 people heard it live. And we were going to then put it out in podcast form. The drives crashed. We lost everything. So that was kind of a drag. One thing we did that was fun on that episode was we re-aired our very first episode and kind of provided commentary over the top of it. So it was a fun, and hopefully some of you guys heard it. I know about 30 of you were tuned into the stream when we did it live. But yeah, big disappointment that we were unable to recover that and give it to you guys on the podcast stream. As far as this podcast goes, Talking Metal, you're going to be hearing some changes, which we've started easing into in late 2010 in the programming and the way we present the show to you. I know the sound samples always bothered people, so I don't think we're going to be doing as much sound samples of songs anymore, and hopefully you guys will dig that. So let me know what you think. And again, visit TalkingMetal.com and MarkStriegelRadio.com for all the latest. We have on TalkingMetal.com The Wire right now. We may be actually redoing the site once again. I know, I think we redid it in early 2010. We may redo it again. Basically, the way it works now is John is the only one who can update the actual RSS podcast feed, and we're going to try to get that changed so I can start doing it without having to, after I'm done editing the podcast, give it to him. And the guy works 3 jobs, and he just, you know, it takes him sometimes a few days to get it up. Sometimes he gets it up right away. Sometimes it takes him a few days. It would just be, I think, better for both of us if I could actually do that also. So we're going to see if that can happen at some point in 2011. And, you know, we're done. I think I mentioned this. Maybe I didn't mention it. I think we're done doing the Headbangers Ball things on MTV2. The door is kind of sort of still open there, but quite frankly, it was a lot of effort for us to get those clips up there, both time-wise and financially, and it really wasn't paying off for us in a couple different ways. It didn't really pay off. So plus, they moved the show, you know, it's on it like Mondays at some, the middle of the night, literally, I think 2 or 3 in the morning. So no one is actually really watching that show. I think people DVR it and watch it that way, but very few people actually tune into the feed or the live version of the show, which I think when it was on at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. on Saturday, they did because people were coming home late and staying up late, but no one's up that late on a Monday. So, guys, I've said this before. If you want to support Talking Metal, please just spread the word. Let people know about this podcast. Subscribe to it on iTunes. Leave us a review on iTunes. Buy a t-shirt, which you can do in the Talking Metal store section. And send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. John is on Facebook. I am on Twitter. John does some tweeting too. You can catch us both. We both do twitter.com/talkingmetal. Actually, sometimes even Victor from Mars Attacks will send some stuff out over that Twitter account. I am on twitter.com solo at twitter.com/strigl, strigl. So definitely check us out there. Hope you had a great 2010. Welcome to 2011. I am Mark Strigl. This is Talking Metal. Catch up with you guys soon. This is Grand Magus. He who seeks shall find.